A new petition released by a number of migrant justice organizations is petitioning the Minister of Public Safety and Emergency Preparedness, Stephen Blaney. They are demanding that the Canadian government remove Mexico from the refugee list of safe countries. The Canadian government considers Mexico to be safe because of its own economic and political interests. This enables Canada to fast-track deportations to Mexico. As the petition points out, one of the most glaring hypocrisies of the Canadian government is that it frequently advises its own citizens not to travel to parts of Mexico, but believes Mexicans fleeing persecution and violence can safely be deported. Can you tell us a little about the petition to remove Mexico from the Canadian government's safe country list?
For sure. Yeah, of course. So, this petition came around now a little more than 1 week. This petition has been endorsed for more than 20 organizations. In this petition, we are asking the Canadian government to remove Mexico from the refugee list of safe countries. And it is because, well, we're considering that it's not possible that its North American Free Trade Agreement partner should be considered a safe country, because Mexico has human rights crisis for decades. I mean, it's not something new. We're not talking now just about 43 missing students. We're talking about 130,000 people there. We're talking about more than 26,000 people disappeared. We're talking, much more than just Ayotzinapa. You know, Ayotzinapa, it's now the straw that licked the camel.
The straw that broke the camel's back.
Exactly. And it is just that, I mean. It is very symbolic for us. It's awakening so many people now in Mexico. There's a huge national mobilization against repression and corruption and impunity and all these crimes that were really official when Felipe Calderón in 2006 came to become president of Mexico after a terror campaign, right? It was so bad because these 43 students are between 16 to 22 years, and also were 6 people dead in Iguala. But, I mean, these students were from the Rural Teachers College in Ayotzinapa, Guerrero. They were declared missing after a violent encounter with municipal and military corps, leaving a total of 6 people dead, 3 of them students. One of them, and this is so sad and so scary, one of them, his face was skinned, and his eyes were googled out. So leaving behind a young wife and a two-month-old baby, he was a student. He wanted to be a teacher. So this is a very scary message to the people who is fighting against repression in the country. So also we're talking as well about the Mexico. I don't know if you heard about La Talla. On June 30 of this year, 22 people were killed, 3 of them underage, by military forces in Tlatlaya, Estado de México, the same state where Lucia Vega Jimenez, the 42-year-old Mexican migrant who committed suicide while in CBSA custody on December 20, 2013, at a Vancouver's airport holding center, was fleeing from. It is more than obvious she didn't want to be deported to the most violent place in Mexico during 2013. Also with the highest rates of femicides. I mean, every day, 7 women are murdered in the country. So, and between 2006 and 2012, femicides increased 40%. So we were talking about 130,000 Mexicans killed, including, of course, children and pregnant women. And just in 2014, under the administration of Enrique Peña Nieto, we're talking about more than almost now 38,000 people, I mean, died in these first 20 months. So there's to the list we can add, I mean, supporting the petition from all these organizations asking to the Canadian government that they should remove Mexico from the name is the designated countries of origin, which was included with the Refugee Act on 2012 and officially in the media at the beginning of 2013 through the ex-minister of immigration, Jason Kenney, who was saying at that time that with his decision he was expecting discourage refugee, bogus refugee as Mexicans, because the cases were fake and we were a democracy. I mean, the Inter-American Commission of Human Rights has recently denounced Mexico for 2,000 children disappeared or being killed, and all this is connected or proven to be has been proven to be connected to the Mexican state and forces. We are asking also to Canada to be accountable with Mexico, because, you know, Mariano Abarca, he was someone who was assassinated on the night of November 27th in 2009. And this murderer was linked, I mean, he was shot in the head and chased by a man on a motorcycle who was a Blackfire, a Canadian mining company. Since Mexico signed NAFTA in 1994, 20 million of Mexicans have been forced to migrate, fleeing out of fear, poverty, lack of freedom, looking for a safe life in countries like Canada. So we're not asking Mexicans, we're not expecting for Mexicans to come. I mean, we are not expecting a massive migration of Mexicans. That's not the message. That's not what we want. What we want is to, for the countries to take responsibility. I mean, they are NAFTA partners. We're asking for Canada to put pressure, because we know we yesterday talked with Omar Garcia. Omar Garcia is one of the students of Ayotzinapa. And he's saying that what has put the difference in this conflict has been, of course, the position of the international pressure. So that's why we're asking to Canada to put pressure and understand the message. We're not asking that all the people has to come. We're asking that if Canada don't want migrants, stop mining, please, because Canada is working on 32 of the 42 mining deposits in Guerrero. We're talking just about Guerrero, but Canadian mining has basically like the 90% of the all the transnational mining companies in Mexico, and this is creating debt, this is creating displacement. So there's not only a narco state in Mexico, so we know that the narco state is working with the mining. So we need really the pressure of Canada. I know they are partners, but we need. The point is also that migrants will still coming. Mm-hmm. No matter, like Lucia, if the country is not safe, Sula, they will be still coming. And what will be the result? People suffering without legal status. We don't want to migrate. If we're here, because we have to be pushed to be there for the lack of safety, because of corruption, because of impunity. And Canada has to be very clear when they ask, in all this refugee process that you have, you know, all the bureaucracy, I mean, that you need that. Okay, someone tried to kill. Okay, you have to bring me this proof from the police and all your institutions, right, in Mexico. It is very corrupt, and there's no accountability in the institutions in Mexico. I mean, if you have someone of your loved ones disappear, at luck, because they don't work on that. There's not an accountable system. If someone tried to kill you and you go to the cops and that, okay, you know what? You need proofs. They ask you if that person is someone with the prestige or money or power, whatever. If you don't have a proof, even if you have the proofs, they don't do anything. But I mean, they can't turn the story, and you can get a demand, a suit, because of defamation. The judicial system in Mexico is really failed, not accountable, and that's why a lot of people just flee.